I remember the first sale I ever made. It was a pitch for a pair of shoes, and quite honestly, how could I resist, as the shoes had a pump in them? Both my parents were salespeople, so before I learned my ABCs, I knew to always be closing. In this situation, I even made a presentation with a typewriter, then went through the steps to the sale and put on a solid close, strong enough to secure the business. But in hindsight, gosh, the shoes were a little ridiculous, as they had a pump in them. Nonetheless, I'm glad I learned at an early age that nothing happens until a sale is made. Though it may be a tough occupation, it's always one to put food on the table in good times and bad, and it's a job that a machine's not going to take from me, unless all these robocalls actually start to work. But I don't want to talk about that. Instead, today I want to discuss arms, artists, and advice, because though I can't take it, I'll definitely dish it out, joshing around. We know all too well about the world's oldest profession, but the world's first sale was probably Phoenicia, a cloth-dyed Tyrian purple made from the mucus of predatory sea snails. This was traded by the Phoenicians, a civilization spread across the Mediterranean between 1500 and 300 BC. A Phoenician alphabet, one of the most widely used writing systems in the world, was spread by the Phoenician merchants, probably as added value. These days, PETA frowns on any products made from the mucus of sea snails, which has caused a lot of textile manufacturers to say bye, Phoenicia. In trying to fact-check that last segment about the world's first sale, I instead came across First Sale for Export. This is a duty reduction program designed to reduce the dutiable value of eligible products imported into the United States. In a normal supply chain, an importer pays duty on the value of goods purchased from a middleman, which includes the middleman's markup. This transaction is known as the second sale. Using the first sale principle, the importer can declare the goods to customs using the first sale, which is the transaction which is boring. The fact that I couldn't get through that sentence is proof that I'll never know everything, but still, I like to learn a little about a lot. With that in mind, the 4 points required to claim first sale are that the goods must be clearly destined for export, all costs must be declared, the sale has to be bona fide, and the transaction has to be done at an arm's length. Now, an arm's length transaction isn't based on the length of your arms. In that case, Tyrannosaurus Rex wouldn't just be tyrant lizards, but also terrible businessmen. Instead, arm's length is to prove that nobody's in bed with the other party, because while everyone likes sex, nobody wants to get screwed. When someone asks what I do for a living and I find myself too embarrassed to say I have a career in sales, I instead tell them I work in supply chain management. Much like Art Vandelay, another importer-exporter with his own dreams of becoming an architect. This isn't to say my life mirrors George Costanza or Larry David, though I will tell you I get into quite a few curious coincidences that are much too mundane to mention on the show. The only thing saving me from total randomness is the fact that I have kids, and kids need structure and routine to survive, so I fight the urge to imbibe on the chaos of the universe while embracing my role as a parent. At the same time, I bask in the flex time provided by my career in sales, ever towing the line of reality by vicariously encouraging the goals, whims, and dreams of others. A job in sales is similar to the career path of a con artist, though they're typically self-employed, whereas I've been working for the bidding of big business instead. I would do it for myself, but quite honestly, I just don't have the confidence. We've talked about con artists before, only to focus on the former part of the term and not the latter. After thinking it over, it might be worth a career change just to finally be considered an artist. Speak to the folks at Subway, though, and they'll tell you the term artist is thrown around a lot these days. Yet I'm not one to talk, as my first commission sale was at a Tom McCann shoe store in the mall, where I sold penny loafers to yuppies bookending trends, and also dyed shoes to match any color prom dress you can choose. A few months into my employ, I was tasked with changing a fluorescent bulb, so I climbed up to the top of a 6-foot ladder, grabbed the bulb by both ends near the ballast, and all of a sudden felt a blast of the electricity surging through my body. I was knocked off the ladder onto the ground and lost consciousness for a second or two. When I came back, they gave me 5 minutes to go get an ice cup from Auntie Annie's Pretzels, but with no insurance, I was going to have to sell a lot more shoes to see a doctor. Shockingly enough, they fired me shortly thereafter to be sure I didn't file a workers' comp claim. When it comes to Mr. McCann and his cronies, I was treated better than chattel, but a human resource all the same. Still, I tried to take advice along the way. when it comes to the service you provide, own something or sell something was the best advice I once received. Unless, of course, at the time I was being sold or deceived. Be that as it may, when it comes to choosing what you're going to own or sell, remember, goods sold at a high dollar volume or a quick turnaround is best. You see, you go to a barber or a salon every couple of weeks, so haircuts are cheap but plentiful. However, quality wigs will cost you a pretty penny, and you only need a few, which isn't to say that you should cut everything off and go into wig sales. But with current trends the way they are, customers would be dragging in if they weren't dying to do business with you already. I don't want to sit here and sell that joke, but with a transgendered father and a mother who passed away from complications due to breast cancer, I'm here to say I'm qualified to tell it. Ever still, kinda glad my platform's not so big on the day it's said, and I'm certainly not gonna stand here and wait for the mob to get their torches on order from the importer, so instead, I'll simply waive the duties on the next batch of jokes bound for joshing around.